how many people, they'll go to a promise box and pick up a promise, and there it is. The Lord thy God will heal thee. Himself took our infirm. But there's a little question mark there. Well, can I know whether he will, whether he wants to? Well, go to Calvary. That's your answer. He that spared not his own son. He that spared not his own son. When I say, God, heal me. God doesn't only give me healing. He doesn't only send new life into my body. He doesn't raise some vitamins or give me some medicine, but he gives me the life of his son. Jesus gave his life for his sheep, that they might have life. I was glad for what Brother Poster said. You know we're stupid. We're positively stupid, positively stupid. We ought to believe God, but we believe the devil. We believe the flesh. You're getting old, aren't you? Aren't you getting old? Don't you feel kind of weak in the knees and kind of rheumatic once in a while when the weather, when the wind comes from the north and somebody lets the wind, well, always expected it, didn't you? Sure, positively. Why, of course. We're in Egypt and we got to bark like the Egyptians. But why don't you expect the Lord? What did he say? The Lord is my light. The Lord is the strength of my life.
Amen.
Walk out in the strength of the Son of God. I can't understand people. They expect that when they die, and like Lazarus, go into corruption, they lie in the grave, they expect Jesus someday to get them out of that grave. Well, you better take some vitamins with you when you get buried. Help the Lord a little bit. Well, it sounds funny, but it is funny, and it's tragic, really tragic. Jesus Christ really wants us to take him at his word and step out on his promise and learn our lesson. Learn our lesson. God will never allow the enemy to get the best of us if he sees that we really tremble at his word. What did God say? That's sufficient for me.